Welcome back to the Final Horn. Robbie Gold here with head equipment manager Tony Medlin, better known as T-Med. T-Med, welcome to the Final Horn.
Welcome. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be part of this show here.
Well, we're really glad to have you. First question I have for you is, where are you from?
I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Where?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Still got the little bit of the twang, the country twang, huh? You've been a head equipment manager for the Chicago Bears for how long?
I've been the head equipment manager for 15 years. And this is my 24th season here, so it's been a really great run here.
Is there a certain year at which you get your own statue? If we just check to the back of us here, is there a certain tenure that you get your own, I guess, what do they call that?
Well, you know what, Robert, that's one of our, I'm going to say it's one of our jokes, locker room jokes. We happened to be out in practice one day, and we worked out over in the indoor Walter Payton Center. And we came back, and there it was up there. And I don't consider you have to be special to get your own fat head, but believe me, when I saw it, I just thought it was a great honor to have it. So.
Now, training camp's coming up. How many hours do you guys log a day?
Well, at least 15 to 16 hours. Depends on what's going on.
What's your favorite part about preparing for training camp or at training camp?
Well, the favorite part is, you're right there at the moment. You know it's almost here, and you get very excited about getting ready for it because you know the season's getting ready to start. So this is one of the steps to get the season started.
I've noticed you wear a fanny pack, and in that fanny pack you have a horn. Does your daughter ever ask if she could come to practice and begin every period by blowing the horn?
No, she doesn't ask about practice too much.
Most obscure place you've ever used the horn?
Well. Every once in a while, we'll play a joke on a guy in the locker room. If a ball boy's sleeping in the dorm, for some reason he's sleepy, overslept, we may get him at that point.
Now, what else is in the fanny pack? Do you carry, like, water to stay hydrated? Is there candy in there? Is there a favorite gum that you like to chew?
No, there's not too much candy or gum or anything like that. It's just that I always have my tubes, just like going to work or anything else. You got to have your tubes to work. You know, you have an air pump. You have, pliers, extra cleats. Anything else I may feel like we need that's small that can get the job done when we're out on the practice field.
Any theme songs that you sing on the sideline to get ready for the game?
No, there's not. When I travel on the road, believe it or not, in fact, when I'm standing out watching all the gear go on the plane, I have my iPod going, and I listen to gospel music.
Can you sing for us?
No, I'm not a singer.
Maybe that's a hidden talent. We can find it.
That's definitely not a hidden talent. I can tell you that. I can carry a tune probably about 3 or 4 minutes, and that's probably it.
Well, that's Robbie Gold, Tony Medlin, head equipment manager on the Final Horn. Hopefully I'll get a chance to blow the horn to start practice here in training camp. See you out at Bourbonnais. Thanks, T-Med.
Thank you. Thank you very much.